This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Clear Politics average has you up by an average of 2.8 percentage points over Donald Trump. Given what you say are his historic inadequacies and disqualification on the commander-in-chief point that you just made, shouldn't you just basically be running away with it at this point?
Well, as I've said many, many times, I've always thought this was going to be a close election. That's why we've been putting organizations in place, gearing up for these final weeks to mobilize and turn out our voters. That's exactly what we're going to do. And I feel we're in a strong position, but we're not taking any place, anyone, anything for granted. We're going to keep working as hard as we can and hopefully pull out as many voters who agree with me as we possibly can muster.
The first of three presidential debates is now less than 3 weeks away, and tonight there is breaking news on who voters expect to do best. In a new CNN ORC poll, 53% of likely voters said they expect Hillary Clinton will do a better job in the debate. 43% said Donald Trump will do better. Keep in mind the poll was conducted before last night's presidential forum, which was kind of a preview of the game they might bring to the actual debates. Joining me now are two debate pros, CNN senior political commentator and former Obama senior advisor David Axelrod, also former Romney campaign advisor Stuart Stevens. So, David, while Trump's often criticized because of his tone, you actually thought Secretary Clinton could use some prepping in that respect after last night's forum.
What clearly happened there was she got hit with a number of questions right at the top about email, and then they went to the first questioner who also asked about email. And I think in a half-hour show, she felt that too much was being placed on that one question. And she was irritated, and her irritation showed throughout as she was answering the other questions. And I think it hurt her, and I think there's a lesson in that for her as she prepares for these debates. You have to be able to shake those things off.
You can't allow irritation, even if it's justifiable in some cases, to kind of impact your performance overall.
No, I think it's really, really important because she was there to address this room of veterans. And when you start answering questions in an irritated tone, it's as if you're speaking to them in irritation. And that's very counterproductive. I thought she got thrown off her game by the way that whole forum opened.
Far more than our president has been a leader. Do you share that view?
I think there's a great analogy between the time that Ronald Reagan was willing to name what was the greatest threat to the people of the United States, which was the communist Soviet Union. He called it an evil empire. And just a few short weeks ago in Youngstown, Ohio, Donald Trump, unlike President Obama and Hillary Clinton, was willing to name what is the greatest threat to the people of the United States today, which is radical Islamic terrorism. In the case of both men, they identified the signature threat of the time. They named it, they challenged it, and they developed a strategy to move against it.
But Governor, Donald Trump said that Vladimir Putin has been a leader far more than the President of the United States. Do you share that view?
Well, remember, Ronald Reagan spoke boldly on the world stage,
even about the Soviet Union,
but it was Ronald Reagan also who met with Gorbachev and demonstrated that you can, as Teddy Roosevelt said, you can walk softly and carry a big stick. You can speak boldly and plainly, but you can have relationships.
Do you personally
with
think that Vladimir Putin is a stronger leader than the current president?
I think it's inarguable that Vladimir Putin has been a stronger leader in his country than Barack Obama has been in this country. And that's going to change the day that Donald Trump becomes president of the United States of America.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. And we're live from the home of the Panthers in Charlotte, North Carolina. And with fall approaching, excitement for another football season continues to grow every day. So whether you're a diehard gridiron fan or prefer the food and fun from the sidelines, a successful tailgate is key to any memorable game day get-together. And while many love planning out meals and decorations and activities for their friends and family, the cost can easily add up and make hosting an intimidating feat. So how can fans plan a tailgate that stays on budget and impresses any crowd, home or away? Well, we've got the people to help us. Ben and Aaron Napier are back with us, TV hosts, do-it-yourselfers, and design experts. Ben and Aaron, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
What's up, Bill? Good morning.
Hey, good to have you here. Talk about a lot of fun here. So, hey, what types of budget-friendly tailgate meals can you recommend for the season, Ben?
For us, it's all about personal convenience with eating. You know, I don't like to be hindered when I'm watching football and I'm eating. And so we have a lot of individual things. We have dips that are in personal-sized cups. You just, you know, make them before the game. And then we've got a hot dog bar where you can put as many toppings or as few toppings on a hot dog as you want.
And then little skewers with, like, vegetables, cheeses, deli tray. You can put it all kebab-sized serving so you can carry it around while you watch the game.
Well, Aaron, did Ben just say he didn't want to be hindered or injure anybody in the midst? I mean, you know, you mentioned those kebab things, man. You know, he goes after those, you know?
Well, yeah, that goes back to the Aaron's always talking about being hospitable to – you know, the people who are there from the other side of the football field.
Right.
He likes to be hospitable to our friends who are pulling for the other team.
Yeah, that's important. I mean, as a Southerner, that's a big deal to make them have a fun experience just like we have.
Well, that's what I love about Southerners, because you guys always give everybody about a 10-yard start, don't you?
That's it, yeah, especially if you're an Ole Miss fan.
That's it. Well, Aaron, how can fans save money or make the most out of their tailgate budgets?
What we really love to do is go to wholesale clubs, use your Bank of America cash rewards credit card, and get 2% cash back on everything you buy. And you can use that same card and get 1% cash back when you go to, like, home improvement stores. You can buy plywood, some 4x4s to make really fun games that you can play during the downtime during the game, like halftime and the commercial break. We have pretty intense cornhole tournaments.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, really?
Miss Aaron here may be a Southern Belle, but she's quite the cornhole champion. So, it's a lot of fun. And, it's good to have that atmosphere created, you know, because sometimes your team may not be playing as well as you'd like to, and you need a distraction.
Yeah, the game might not go as great as you would hope, so it's fun to have a game to play.
At least you can go home and say you won the cornhole championship. You know,
exactly.
That's great, right? Hey, I'm
See,
just
you're,
saying.
You're on the same page with us, Bill.
Well, no, hey, right away. Are you kidding me? I mean, you get Erin around here. She sets the tone. I know how it works, Ben.
That's it.
Hey, what mistakes should fans avoid as they plan for food and entertainment with their friends and family on game day? They want to make sure it's going to be, you know, the best opportunity and good, fair fun.
Yeah, I think it's important to remember to not overspend when you're having a big party for a tailgate. I think it's like 70% of people who host a tailgate party expect to spend between $100 and $500. So it's a lot of money to invest in a little party for a game.
And if you think about stretching out over an entire season, I mean, you're talking, you know, up to $5,000.
Right. So it's important to pace yourself and do everything you can, DIY, to save money wherever you can.
And in the South, we're real big on potluck. So, you know, invite your friends, but, you know, ask them to bring a little something with them.
Yeah.
Well, is it tax deductible? Should we be voting for somebody that's going to make it tax deductible for us or something?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
Hey, maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's another game we can come up with. Ben, what about hosting at home? We know about, you know, at the game and tailgating, but, you know, hosting at home is a big thing, too, during the football season.
Yeah, we're actually, you know, if you think about it, a lot of people will travel to games. And, like, for us, yeah, we're college football fans, and so we go to Ole Miss, and that's a 500-mile round trip. And so, you know,
it's hard to make that every week,
you know, five, six times a year. And so we like to do this at home as much as we can. And it's important to create that atmosphere. Erin likes to take AstroTurf that you buy at your local home improvement store and stripe it with some white tape and some little white numbers. And then,
yeah, and it makes a really fun table setting that looks like a football field. Or you can play your band CD, like we have our marching band CD that we play really, really loud before the game. That's my dad's tradition. It's just, you got to find ways to bring the actual fun of the game to wherever you are.
Well, Erin, I'm glad you brought that up because I was going to ask you about the decorating tips. So those are great ideas, and there's all kinds of creative things. And, of course, you know, the neat thing, too, when you're out there with a bunch of other people tailgating, you get great ideas from other people that you get to rip off the following week, right?
Yeah, and also when you're tailgating and you're in a huge crowded place like the Grove at Ole Miss, it's just a swarming mass of humanity. So how do you direct people to where your tailgate is, where your tent is? So we make like vinyl banners or fabric banners that you use every year. You make it one time, invest in it. They're not expensive, but then it helps people find your tent. You say, we're the big red banner that says whatever, and it's easy to find you that way, and it's fun to use, like, chalkboard paint. You can spray paint a cooler so you can label what's in every cooler individually and to make chalkboard signs that direct people to where certain foods are or where your games are. It just depends on how elaborate you want to go with your tailgating, and as Ole Miss fans, we have seen the most elaborate.
Don't hold back on your personality. Let it all hang out. Why not?
Yeah.
Right? That's what I'm saying. Hey, Ben, real quick here, what tips do you have for fans looking to take their tailgate on the road for out-of-town games?
You know, if you're going to an out-of-town game, you have to be sure to, like, I mean, we know some people who pack everything, tents, tables, games, food. And you think about that, like, you're filling up a car and, you got to have room for your friends to ride. So, you know, think about how much work you actually want to put in once you get there. Because let's be honest, it's, you know, setting up a big tailgate, that's a lot of work. So think that through and be sure you stop, you know, and get your gas with your Bank of America card or credit card because you get 3% cash back on that gas. I mean, that's huge. If you think about
how
far you have to travel.
There's a lot of money. It adds up.
Yeah, really. You can help offset that $500 a week budget or so, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, Erin, where can the good folks go for more information, everything they need to know this NFL football season?
Yeah, you can get all kinds of DIY tips and see the videos we've made for tailgating season at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Or you can visit my daily journal, which is erinandben.co/journal.
Well, guys, thank you so much. This is going to be a lot of fun. I wish I could get a chance to go with you to an Ole Miss game and, you know, tailgate with you guys. I guess you guys know how to do this.
You're totally welcome.
Well, that's great. Well, Aaron and Ben Napier have been with us on Bill Martinez Live. They were, as you could probably tell, they're married college sweethearts living in Laurel, Mississippi. They made their living by creating historical inspired designs for furniture, home goods, and stationery. Used their talents to help revitalize downtown Laurel, as a matter of fact, which opened its doors to host a TV series. Aaron and Ben Napier, thank you so much for being with us on Bill Martinez Live.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
It started at Bunco Night. A little tickle in my throat, Sassandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Perhaps we can arrange a meeting.
Your opinion really does matter.
On New Age have begun.
Bill Martinez Live, without a doubt.
Mm.
everybody's talking about it, and it's the great.
The first of three presidential.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. As always, good to have you on the team fighting the good fight. And with us is Lauren Kitchen Stewards right now. Lolo, the Lucy girl. Yes, we're talking national radio personality, college professor, motivational speaker. Lolo, how are we doing?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, we're doing terrific. Good to have you with us, honey. Hey, well, I'll tell you, the conversation over the forum, the Commander-in-Chief forum with one Matt Lauer, kind of interesting. I mean, even the lefties have gone after, they're pigpiling on poor Matt. I guess he didn't beat up Trump enough, huh?
Well, I mean, you and I have talked about this, and I know all of you have your own opinion. I was kind of expecting him to really, you know, give it to Trump good and just be light on Hillary. And I felt like he was more balanced than what I expected. Mm-hmm. Because a couple times with her, he really pressed it to where, you know, I was kind of like with her, well, she needs to back off because he was like, we need to talk about something else. It seemed a little uncomfortable. I don't know if you all felt that way. So I felt like he tried to be fair more than I anticipated. But, yeah, everybody's talking about it, and it's a great thing because it was widely received. I think it was record-breaking numbers as far as people watching. That's encouraging to me because you're talking about getting to the truth no matter where it takes us. We're to that point as Americans, and I wish I could say across the board 100% of saying what is the truth. I want to watch these people. I want to see what they're made of. I want to see, you know, how they press each other, even though they're told to love each other and play nice on the playground,
right,
you know,
right,
just to see what they're really made of. And you know what's so shocking to me, I guess I'm not even shocked anymore, but I'm just appalled, that's a better word, is that there's proof. I mean, we have recordings. This is 2016 of Hillary saying there was nothing confidential, there were no markers, I knew nothing about it. I mean, and then other ones were, you know, I mean, she obviously knew. She knew. Mm. It, I mean, they're saying she knew, and she's saying, I didn't know. And that, for me, is enough to push me in the other direction, regardless of whether I was a Democrat or Republican. It wouldn't matter. That would be enough to me to go, that I want to put that in the White House. And you can't say that about Donald Trump. Yeah, he might, you know, call people, what, chubby, old, sagging skin, whatever he says. But, you know what I'm saying, at least he just tells it like it is, and I don't think he tries to fudge things. That's why people are drawn in.
Well, the problem, when you've had such a long period of time of political correctness, anything outside of the lines of political correctness is going to be offensive by those who have been conditioned by it. Isn't that a fact?
Yeah, you know, I guess so, but I don't even understand that mentality. And my husband and I will talk about that, and I go, I don't understand, I don't get it. How are these, that person, they're drinking the Kool-Aid. How? Why? And he's like, Lauren, you don't understand. It's a whole different mentality. Like last night they were interviewing Geraldo Rivera, and he's talking about, he's just, you know, just leaning on about Hillary. And he said, you know, you need to go for the person that's, you know, got the most character and the person that cares about the country and they're trustworthy. I'm like, you're sitting there saying that, using those words and wanting us to vote for Hillary.
To Hillary Clinton. Yeah, exactly.
But he's just like, you know, in La La Land.
Yeah, it's their interpretation. But the thing is, what's happened is that when you are talking constantly with like-minded people, you start to believe in your philosophy. It's like Barack Obama. Barack Obama reminds me of teachers, you know, that are in the teacher's room, and they all get together, and they got their little network, and they're talking about the what-ifs and the theories and everything like that, and they start believing that it actually works. Well, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it's like teachers around the world, all you philosophers that thought that Barack Obama's worldview would work, you've had 8 years of it. How do you like it now? I mean, it just doesn't work. I mean, what is it that he's done that you can go, man, I'm really glad he's president? I mean, Obamacare is killing jobs. It is an absolute mess. It was bathed. It was born in lies. It continues to be, thrust upon we the people with all kinds of deception. and, you know, and special privileges. Oh, yes, by the way, because that goes along with people on the left and Democrats, because it's like, I'm going to find a way to make you like me. If I need you bad enough, Lauren, I'm going to find a way for you to go along with me so that you're drinking the Kool-Aid like everybody else. And that's what's happened, is progressives have checked their brains in at the entrance here, and then they wonder why the rest of America doesn't get it. And they're just so arrogant. It's just unbelievable to me.
Well, and then most of us stop and go, what do we do to change this? Do we press conversations? Do we get into arguments? I mean, obviously we pray, because we feel like, you know what, that's all that we can do. Because when they are so blinded like that, I mean, I've had conversations with people where I'm like, I don't even know how to respond.
Yeah.
You know, they say these things, and these are people I care about, but I just want to go, where have you been for the past 8 years?
Right.
And it's like you said, they've created their own reality. Well,
exactly.
You can't do that. You can't create your own reality. You have to look at what's going on in our nation and be aware and be honest and be realistic. And prayerfully, that there will be more people that will have that viewpoint than have the other. Prayerfully, more people will be coming to the table that are clear-headed, that want to know the truth, that want to see our country turned around, than people who have drunk the Kool-Aid.
Exactly. Well, and you know, and here it is. Everything about our country is so divisive. It's so us against them. I mean, this has been promoted by the left, the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
This is what gets them reelected, along with a growing entitlement class that they've been able to do. And they say, hey, look, you're going to like me. And as I say, I'm going to buy your vote. And you know, and it's really quite diabolical. And I find it quite strategic and interesting the way they've been able to do this. They've been able to access the people's money to pay for their own vote. I mean, it is absolutely incredible the way they've been able to do it, you know?
And you're like, is that not enough? But I think people
go,
oh, that's not true. Once again, you create your own reality, and we just have to really be having conversations. I encourage all of you, don't back down.
Yeah.
I mean, you kind of want to say, I don't want to get caught in the fray. We got to get caught in the fray, because maybe you having a conversation with someone and presenting some facts to them might change their mind.
Mm-hmm.
If things start getting heated, you might say, hey, let's back down. We'll agree to disagree. But I'm encouraging people, have these conversations. Don't shy away from them, because you never know when you could influence someone, you know, to make a better choice. And we've got to do that. And most of us, we don't want to do a confrontation, but I feel like we need to.
Yeah, we really do. Well, because we've been told for so long we're not supposed to talk. And then, you know, this thing is so arrogant. And so incredible, Lauren, and diabolical all at the same time in one big humongous package here, is that the progressives have made it so that if you don't agree with them, then they find a way to get the IRS coming after you. They find a way to use other parts of the governments and agencies to come after you. It is rather dangerous, the area that we're entering into as a country and what it's doing with our First Amendment rights and, dare I say, not the whole Constitution, right?
Well, also, we have to look at the safety of our country. The 15-year anniversary of 9/11 is coming up in just 2 days. And look at the safety of our country and say we have to do something. It wasn't North Korea. They were testing out some nuclear weapon, and it was so powerful it caused like a 5-point earthquake. You know, I mean, these things are going on around us. We have to have a commander-in-chief who wants to keep us safe, because we haven't been safe. I mean, most people don't stop and go, you know what, ISIS has only been formed for, what, the past 4 years? I think people tend to go, oh, it's been around for decades. It's been 4 years because of our weakness. And another, you know, key point, that is essential. That should be enough to vote for Donald Trump, to say this is someone that's going to say, hey, you know what, we're going to keep our country safe no matter what we do. And, you know, Matt was kind of grilling him in their time together, Matt Lauer, about his relationship with Putin. But I appreciated how he handled it. He was just like, we got to get along.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So you're telling me that we shouldn't get along? He said, you know, because I think Putin said he was a phenomenal man,
right,
or he gave him a
Well, Lauren, we're out of time. We're going to have to leave it at that and let people continue the conversation on their end. Lauren Kitchen Stewart, national radio personality, college professor, motivational speaker. Lolo, thank you so much for being with us. Have a great weekend.
Love you guys. Good afternoon. Change my life today. Bye.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really, because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Walgreens True Metrics and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street or a trip to the movies or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
If not us, then who? If not me and you, right now. Well, it's time for us to do something.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's time, America. Look at, we got to grab a hold of this thing. If this is a country of, for, and by we the people, we got to take it away from the elites. We handed it to them. They've been happy to run this country into a ditch. And here's what we've got. We're surrounded, it seems like, at every turn. But we're going to have to reclaim what rightfully belongs to us, we the people, one bit of territory at a time. It's just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Mark Morano is with us. He's the writer and host of Climate Hustle, the movie. He's the executive director of ClimateDepot.com, a project of the Committee for a Constructive Tomorrow. Mark is also the former communications director for the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee and a senior aide, speechwriter, and climate researcher for Senator James Inhofe, the Republican out of Oklahoma. He's the executive editor and chief correspondent, as I said, for Climate Depot, a pioneering climate and eco news center. Mark Morano, good to have you back with us on Bill Martinez Live. How you been?
Thank you, Bill. Doing well. Thank you very much for having me on.
Hey, congratulations, by the way, on the movie. I don't know that you and I have had a chance to talk since I viewed the movie, and you know, we did what we could to promote it. And it was an important message for this time to help bring some you know, some clarity to what's going on, you know, on
you know, regarding our climate and what progressives are doing to us.
Thank you very much, and thank you for your part. Yeah, the film, we released it back in May, had a nationwide theatrical release, and now it's available on DVD at climatehustle.com. And I think the most significant thing is anyone in your listening audience who actually thinks that, A, there's a consensus on global warming, that, B, we face a climate crisis, and that, C, all scientists agree, they are going to be shocked when they sit down and watch this movie, when they see French socialist scientists who voted for Obama, scientists who endorsed Al Gore, come forward and say they've reexamined the evidence. They're going to be shocked when they see the UN agenda is about redistribution of wealth, not about environmental policy. They admit that the UN admits that fully. And they're going to be shocked at all this absolute wackiness that passes for science. Everything from global warming is impacting the dead to all the tipping points. You know, we must act before XYZ, and then that date passes and they scratch it out and put a new date. This film is comprehensive, and we go back four decades with video clips, and you see it's a movie that comes to life. But I think, you know, I thank you for your role, and I think the audience out there, your listeners, will be just blown away when they see this, because, you know, anyone with kids needs to see this, because teachers need to be pushed back on when they try to promote the United Nations or Al Gore line in the classroom.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing is, what progressives have been able to do is to use the people's money to influence and promote this big lie. President Obama, I mean, we got to call it for what it is. I mean, he said what was going to happen. He was going to transform America. He was going to redistribute wealth. And he continues to move the chess pieces, one step at a time, because that's what progressives do. He himself stated in non-scientific terms that, climate change was a fact. I mean, that global warming was a fact. So it was, we no longer can argue or discuss or debate the issue as far as he is concerned and others of his ilk.
Yeah, in fact, President Obama has said that his administration will be the one that ends, slows the rise of the seas. He gave himself that power. Mm. And he also has said repeatedly global warming is the greatest national security threat we face. I mean, and we actually deal with that in the movie. I mean, the idea is back in the Middle Ages, they thought the greatest threat we faced was from the witches, and how witches were accused of changing the weather and altering, and cause for crop failure. Now they're blaming global warming on that. We actually take a serious and comical look at how modern politicians think they can control the weather, just like people who thought witches could control the weather during the Middle Ages. In fact, President Obama's administration has claimed that the EPA climate rules that he's done through executive order bypassing mm-hmm. Congress are needed because we have so many extreme storms. Now, a couple different things. A, extreme storms are way down. Hurricanes, floods, tornadoes, droughts. Not only are they not increasing, they're actually declining on decadal and 50, 100-year time scales. And number two, Obama's regulations that he's touting as needed to stop extreme storms wouldn't even impact global carbon dioxide levels, let alone climate, let alone storminess, even if you buy the science. I mean, the word hustle has so many different implications here when these politicians start talking about global warming, in quotes.
Well, so much of what this administration has thrust upon, Main Street America, upon we the people, and even at our expense, because they've used our money. I mean, some people so casually, well, that's the government's money. No, that's our money. They have misappropriated our money for their cause. And where's the return on investment? Are we better off or are we worse off? And all indications would be is that it's not better off. And it's all based on one lie after another, which is continuing to be exposed, whether it's Barack Obama going back to the early days of if you want your doctor, you get to keep your doctor and you're going to pay less. And it's just been one lie on top of another. And yet so much of America remains gullible and accepting to this, to where now we're open to Hillary Clinton. And why are we shocked that most of America still believes her?
Yeah, in fact, the whole gist of the whole modern global warming movement has nothing to, we know it has nothing to do with science. You know how? Because multiple leaders, including the European Union's climate commissioner, has said, even if we're wrong on the science, we're doing right by policy. So they admit it doesn't matter whether they're right or wrong on global warming. It's the policies. And what are those policies? We know for a fact the United Nations has openly called, Al Gore has touted this, for global governance. Mm-hmm. It's a centrally planned energy economy, the idea that nations and individuals can't be left to their own energy choices because the Earth can't handle it. So the entire movement is about central planning, enabling bureaucrats in redistribution of wealth. The United Nations Climate Panel Vice Chair has openly said, it's in Climate Hustle, that we will redistribute wealth by climate policy. And they don't care whether they're right or wrong on global warming. All they care about is this is their same agenda for the past 40 years. They want to centrally plan the economy and take away sovereignty from nation states because that they believe that only the enlightened few bureaucrats
exactly.
And the EU and the UN can control our energy economy and make our choices for us.
That's the arrogance of these people, Mark, that is galling to me. That, you know, the minions here were just so diminutive and so less than. We're so fortunate to have the Clintons and the Obamas of the world and these world leaders and the, you know, and the United Nations. Thank God for them. If they didn't have them, we would be in an absolute mess, wouldn't we?
Yes, and that, it's almost like a mob protection racket,
yes.
Bill. They literally say, you, and they'll say this literally. I mean, the climate act, you need to pay now or we'll be paying much more later, or pay now or you'll be in trouble with the climate. Kind of like pay now or the climate's going to get you. Only we can protect you from that nasty climate. It's the exact same thing, and they want money now. They want money redistribution. They want carbon taxes. They want carbon trading, they want higher energy taxes, they want to shut down industries like coal and fracking and limit more oil drilling, they want to mandate energy that's not ready for prime time like wind and solar, they want to have planned recessions, they've already announced that, all in the name of fighting global warming, and they need, and you need to go along with them or they call you a Holocaust denier, they call you, and that's literally what they call you, and they say you belong in jail. And we have Bill Nye, the science guy, saying that. We have Robert F. Kennedy Jr. saying that the global warming skeptics belong at The Hague with three square meals and a cot with all the other war criminals.
Can you believe that? It is amazing. But, you know, this is what the dialogue has reduced itself to. It's not let's sit down and reason together. Let's pursue the truth. Let's make decisions based on the truth. No, there's a hidden agenda and a hidden government behind all of this, ladies and gentlemen. And this is what we're calling your attention to. Mark Morano is with us. We've got more from Mark. He is the producer of Climate Hustle. You can go to climatehustle.com for more information and also to access the movie. It is available to you at that website. He's also the publisher of Climate Depot. More from Mark Morano on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's 18 before the top of the hour right now.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Joel Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Youngevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joel Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Walgreens True Metrics and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street or a trip to the movies or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to aarp.org.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, however you join us and get in on the fight here. And, you know, as Mark Batterson said, we got to run to the roar, okay, and start dreaming those big dreams and look for the impossible. Why not? Hey, Mark Morano is still with us. We're talking about, you know, his movie, which, of course, is available at climatehustle.com. It's titled Climate Hustle. He's the producer of Climate Hustle and the publisher of Climate Depot. Mark, you know, all this that we've been discussing here really just emphasizes the significance of this 2016 election. I mean, you couldn't have two candidates that are so diametrically opposed. Hillary Clinton is going to give us more of the same. We're looking at Barack Obama 2.0 with Hillary Clinton, and Donald Trump would at least begin to open the door and opportunity for us to, you know, reason and to deal with some of these issues that heretofore have been thrust upon us because, you know, we're just a bunch of minions that don't know better, you know?
Yeah, this is a very stark choice. First of all, Donald Trump is the first Republican presidential nominee to be a strong climate skeptic. He has made fun of, mocked the global warming science. He's the first Republican presidential nominee to have an agenda that's actually opposing the climate agenda. Now, let's just review real quick. George H.W. Bush, elected in 1988, signed us on to the Rio Earth Summit Treaty and basically got the whole global warming treaty thing started. It was very weak when it came to climate. George W. Bush ran on climate bills and supporting it, and then also rubber stamped the United Nations report and never once questioned the climate claims as president. He was just committed to essentially agreeing with him. John McCain, the nominee in 2008, had sponsored climate bills, big believer. Mitt Romney, 2012, had even Obama's advisors when he was in Massachusetts. He had John Holdren. He had Obama's EPA chief advising him. He was a global warming believer. So Donald Trump is the first Republican presidential nominee to oppose the agenda. And he actually has a very simple plan: defund the United Nations climate panel, withdraw from the UN climate treaty, and overturn the EPA climate regulations. Hillary Clinton's the exact opposite. She will continue Obama's policies.
Well, is it any wonder that Trump is getting pushed back, and he has looked at as a danger by these elites?
No, it's actually not. I mean, I think there's more opposition in the Republican establishment than there is in the Democrats to Trump. And Trump is very, you know, very nationalist, if you will. And that's a good thing to be when it comes to battling the United Nations, because the first thing a UN treaty is going to do is impact a nation's sovereignty. And I think Donald Trump gets that. So he is absolutely saying and doing all the right things. Obviously, the problem with Trump is you can find him on many sides of an issue, but he seems to be very consistent when it comes to global warming. We have record of him back in 2010 saying that Al Gore should give the Nobel Committee should rescind Al Gore's Nobel Prize after the Climategate scandal became. So he's at least got a 6-year track record on climate. I can't find much before that on it.
Pretty amazing, Mark, as you and I were discussing before, speaking of Al Gore, that somehow he's still given place. You know, I'm from the old school that, if what you predict, you know, kind of like Dick Morris. Dick Morris got himself in trouble in some of the polling information that he put out on Fox, and I don't think he's been back on Fox ever since. He's just kind of persona non grata, and he's been trying to rebuild his stature. He lost so much credibility, but yet a guy like Al Gore, who promised that the earth was falling apart, that he had young children in movies talking about how we were going to be decimated, and all this has not come to be, but yet somehow he's still given some sense of credibility and space to be able to speak into America's lives. I mean, for me, Al Gore, along with Susan Rice and others, and I would even dare say Barack Obama, for all the lies that he's perpetrated on America, should be set aside.
Yeah, in fact, Gore is still, you know, by the mainstream media, academia, he's still just praised. However, Gore has had some serious, let's say, lack of luster when it comes to his just popularity in general. He's done a couple different climate things. One of them was actually the day of the Paris attacks last November, early December last year, when they had terror attacks. Very poorly received. Previous years, he had done a couple different climate events. He even was going to do another climate effort with the worldwide bans that got canceled last summer. I mean, he is having major trouble getting anyone to pay attention. He does these webcasts where you go, a few hundred people are watching. He's not getting the news coverage. So he has been affected in that regard, but the media still regards him as a hero. And of course, academia, and when Gore travels the world, he still gets his big speaking fees. Here's the problem, and I point this out in the movie Climate Hustle. Gore and many other climate actors predicted very specific things would happen. Those things didn't happen, and actually confronted one of the UN lead authors about all his failed predictions. And his answer was, well, we may not have gotten those right, but who could have predicted? Then he comes up with these other maybe bad things. Oh, Arctic ice has been reduced. And by the way, it has. It was at similar levels in the 30s and 40s as it is now. It goes in cycles. But it turns out they will predict all these bad things. They don't happen. And then they say, oh, yeah, but we didn't predict these other bad things. In other words, bad climate things always happen. There's always going to be a bad weather event or some extreme event somewhere. And they'll just say, well, we didn't predict that. Our predictions failed, but we didn't predict this over here. And I actually document in the film how they predict the opposite. Global warming will cause more snow. Global warming will cause less snow. Global warming will cause more malaria, less malaria. More fog, less fog. And you can go on from there. It's amazing. I mean, I am now collecting dozens and dozens of examples on major issues. So no matter what happens, they can claim we predicted it. They have studies to cover themselves. No matter if you predict both results, you're covered. You're
exactly
going to win a football game. Yeah. So you predict both teams are going to win in separate bets. You're a winner no matter what. Doesn't matter what you lost. You can claim you're a winner.
Yeah, but amazing that the media would continue to give them coverage, because That's the order of the day. That's the grape juice that's being, you know, drunk, you know, on the Beltway and in institutions. We know the pressure that is upon, you know, our educational system, that they have to buy into this doctrine. If they don't, their tenure, you know, their participation, as I say, in the reindeer games and the cocktail parties is limited.
Yes. In fact, the media is more committed than ever. In fact, in recent years, they've stopped allowing any semblance of climate debates on TV. I can't tell you, Bill, how many times I've been scheduled, and I'm talking about, whether it's Al Jazeera, whether it's CNN, where I'll be scheduled for a debate and then it's canceled. And a lot of times I don't find out till I show up at the green room at the studio. The other person refused to do it. And not only that, the makeup person might tell me, in fact, they chastise the producers. How dare they even schedule a debate? And then I'll have to go on in separate segments. And this has happened on Fox. It's happened everywhere. They will not debate because they know it hurts them, because when people hear logic, data, science, and facts, they can't just do their simple propaganda of all scientists agree, the science is settled, and we must act now. Well, that's basically their message.
So you're even running into this on Fox as well, huh?
Well, it's not Fox's fault, but yes, Fox tried to set up an interview with the Center for American Progress, a guy named Dan Weiss. And they were supposed to have the debate, and at the last minute, he basically said he would not appear with me. So he demanded to appear in a separate segment. He would not appear with me on screen.
Why is it, Mark, that they don't want to? Is it just they can't deal with the facts? Is that the problem?
No, well, in 2007 is when all this began. There was a big, giant debate in New York City. Hundreds of New Yorkers were polled before a three-on-three debate. What they believe, overwhelmingly, they believed that we faced a climate crisis. After a 90-minute debate with three skeptical scientists versus three believers, the audience completely reversed itself, and the skeptics won. One of those scientists who lost was a lead NASA global warming scientist, a guy named Dr. Gavin Schmidt. He did on his blog at the time that these debates were never worth it, that they would lose, that no one should do these debates anymore. He put the word out, and that essentially put a freeze and a lockdown, if you will, coming from NASA's lead global warming scientist saying don't debate, because he had just been beaten, and he admitted he had been beaten badly. And it wasn't, you know, by being lied to. It was by the other side just pointing out all the errors and giving people perspective. And by the way, the skeptical scientist, one of them was the late Michael Crichton, who actually was a PhD, MD, doctor at the time, who had written about global warming. But there were also other two scientists on that panel. And it was an amazing debate. But I really credit that since that time, they've been really trying to stop any and all debates.
Exactly. Well, you know, you mentioned Al Gore again. Al Gore, of course, was in the news regarding the California wildfires. You know, and he was saying, well, that's global warming. I mean, global warming is being blamed for everything, until he found out it was an arsonist that lit up the ranches there, right?
Yeah, that was very funny. Al Gore was blaming global warming. Well, the police finally nailed the arsonist who had started the fires, a serial arsonist. And this happens all the time. We had Hillary Clinton just yesterday blaming the recent hurricane that hit Florida. The first one, if you were a 12-year-old kid in Florida, it's the first hurricane you've ever seen in your life.
Right.
It's the first hurricane, so she's blaming that on global warming. And you have everything, pretty much any bad storm, as a tornado in Oklahoma. Oh, my gosh, that's global warming. Despite the fact that on every metric of extreme weather, hurricanes, floods, tornadoes, droughts, they're all not only not increasing, they're actually declining. So as CO2 rises in our atmosphere, extreme storms are improving and lessening. It's an amazing stat.
Yeah, without a doubt. Mark Morano, the writer, host of Climate Hustle Movie, executive director of ClimateDepot.com, a project of the Committee for Constructive Tomorrow. Mark, remind everybody, the movie now available on DVD through your website, right?
It's a global warming comedy, ClimateHustle.com, ClimateHustle.com. It just came out in the last 2 weeks. We're shipping the tape out. You can get Blu-ray or DVD. Everyone with kids should get this film to show their teeth.
Yeah, we need to have some Climate Hustle home movie nights. Why not? Let's make it a Friday night movie night for all your friends and expose them to the truth. Mark Morano on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Mark.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of One Life. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.